The years from 1934 to 1936 seemed to me the least anxious of any we spent in the White House. The reforms instituted were beginning to put the country back on a more even keel. Good feeling existed generally between capital and labor and between the president and Congress, and in our family life we'd gradually managed to adapt our private traditions and habits to the exigencies of the White House. In the spring of 1934, Franklin suggested that I make a trip to Puerto Rico. General Blanton Winship, governor of the island at the time, was faced with great difficulties. Labor conditions were bad, and there was not enough food for the constantly increasing population. The sugar companies owned large tracts of land, and because the work was seasonal and the wages pitifully small, the workers practically starved in off-seasons. Rexford Tugwell, who was then in the Department of Agriculture, was going down to make a study of what could be done in that field, and my husband thought if I went too, it might show the people that he was really interested in conditions there. Following the careful program laid out for me, I visited a number of rural schools, some of which were trying to improve the quality of education offered the children. I also saw the homework done by the women. Factory wages were low, and the amount paid for homework was unbelievably small. Little girls sat all during their lunch hour in school embroidering handkerchiefs in order to add a few pennies to the family income. The conditions in rural homes were unsanitary enough, but in the towns they were even more shocking. I remember going down a street, looking into the houses of factory workers. Most of them consisted of two rooms. The back room had no light, and practically the only light in the front room came through the doorway. There were no screens, and of course no plumbing and other modern conveniences. Many of the women cooked out of doors on little stoves. The real slums were actually worse in the capital city. Huts made of bits of tin and scrap iron and wood picked up after the last hurricane were built out over the water. We walked on duck boards placed precariously over the piling, and the water came up under every house. There was one slum which clung precariously to the side of a cliff. Here, goats and other animals lived under the houses. Again, there was no sanitation, and typhoid was common. If it had not been for the climate and the diet of rice and beans bought from the United States, there probably would have been a great deal of rickets. On my return, I begged my husband to send down some labor people and industrialists to look over the situation. Some of my friends have since gone there to develop new industries, and I think several small industries are going successfully. When Mr. Tugwell later became governor of Puerto Rico, he tried to carry out many of the ideas he had thought on his first trip might help, but the islands still remain a difficult problem, and one which the United States is far from having solved satisfactorily.